This is the Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, a protest took place in Dublin today over the rising cost of living. A number of different groups and political parties demonstrated outside the Dáil calling for more action to be taken to tackle inflation. Our reporter Josh Crosby was at the protest and he brings us this report.
The cost of living is just too high!
The cost of living
is just too high!
Up to 100 protesters from more than 10 different groups came together outside the Dáil this afternoon under the Cost of Living Coalition. With chants of heating or eating, some of the demonstrators brought along household bills to put in a makeshift postbox to send to the government. Leader of the Rural Ireland organisation, Gerry Loftus, explains why he travelled from Mayo to attend.
We're here in Dublin today to highlight the extraordinary cost of living that's been inflicted on the Irish people. Immediately I would point to the electricity situation, which has become totally unaffordable to many households in this country. We are in the Rural Ireland organisation appealing to all politicians that the people of our cities and of our towns and of our villages must have local electricity supply. And if they want to build wind farms for corporations, for factories, for data centres, etc., etc., well, that's fine. Let them go ahead and do that. But our people cannot be left at the mercy of these corporations. We are warning them here today that we will not accept anything, any restrictions on our turfery rights. And that means that you're allowed to cut turf in your own bog, store it in your own bog, bring it home, burn it in your own fire. That is tradition, it's culture, it's our turfery right, it's our constitutional right. And we will never give that up.
And Gerry, living in rural Ireland, obviously petrol, diesel, but you're also representing farmers. Talk to me about how much costs have gone up in recent months compared to last year.
They have cut down on the amount of fertiliser that they bought this year because it has about tripled in price. And the cost of to make hay, silage, etc. this year will be enormous. A lot of farmers won't be able to afford to do it. All these costs are driving people off the land.
The protesters are calling for action on energy costs, public services, housing, wages and wealth inequality. From students to pensioners, demonstrators came from a number of counties to highlight how the cost of living is impacting them.
Brendan Kelly.
Catherine Clancy.
I'm from
the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament.
And what's brought you down here today now? How has inflation affected your life?
I only put the heating on for an hour in the morning. In the evening, watching television, I have a blanket over my leg. That's one thing. Second of all, everything is getting dearer in the shops. It's unbelievable. So it's very hard to live on the pension that we've got. Now, I know everybody hasn't got money for every single thing, but it really is very, very hard on pensioners.
And tell me, how have your costs gone up? Could you give me an idea of maybe your bills compared to what they would have been a year ago?
Definitely my grocery bill, and I was always a loyal shopper to a particular supermarket.
You're saying that in the evening you have a blanket on you. From the members that you represent, how are they managing it? How are they adjusting their life?
Well, that's one example of it. The other example is in terms of petrol. We really have to cut down on using the car. We used to go and visit, say, daughters and sons and what have you, seeing grandchildren, and you just have to cut down on the amount of time.
I'm Beth O'Reilly. I'm the Vice President for Campaigns with the Union of Students in Ireland. So the USI joined the Cost of Living Coalition because the cost of living for students has always been high, but the added cost of increased electricity bills, increased gas bills, it's just putting students at a breaking point. We already have such high rental rates, we already have the highest student fees in the EU, and now to be hit with these extra costs, students can't afford it. So we're here protesting for the government to do something about how it's affecting ordinary people.
What are the costs now? Just give us an idea, what's a student paying for rent?
So average student rent in Dublin could be anywhere from 850 a month to, you know, 250 a week. So it is incredibly expensive, especially for these luxury complexes that keep being built in our cities. For student fees, it's about €3,000 a year, which is the highest in the EU, and it's even higher for postgraduate students or international students. It is astronomical, and the government simply do not provide enough aid to students to help them access education.
The crowd was not just made up of different groups and politicians. Workers and those retired came along to show their support.
Tony Boyle is my name, and I came along because I think the writing's on the wall. The cost of living, especially for young people. I'm 30 years of age, I'm self-employed. I've been in IT for about 7 or 8 years with my own business, and we're not getting any solid answers off this government.
You said you're self-employed, but you took the day off work today to come down here. How has inflation affected your business? Like, could you give us an idea of costs?
Well, I mean, you'd be looking at 75 to 80% I lost during the pandemic when it hit. I do a lot of work with pubs and stuff like that and bars, so that went out the window. And I'm self-employed, so, you know, I'm lucky enough that I can take a day off. And I suppose I'm just here for the people that can't, you know.
Dorothy, it's gone way over the top. I mean, packet of washing up pods used to be $4.50 and now they're $7.50.
What would be your message now to the government?
Oh, my message is you like a good standard of living, so do your citizens that you're representing.
Pat Lamont, I'm with the retired members of SIPTU, and we're here to protest about the cost of living, particularly for people who are on fixed salaries, and particularly people on pensions. The message is, wake up, address the issues, and look after the older people, particularly those on low fixed incomes.
There are plans for a larger cost of living protest in Dublin on the 18th of June, along with placards and speakers. There were also guitars on show as musicians played protest songs.
My name is Martin Leahy. I'm down here at the Cost of Living protest. I'm doing a weekly protest myself outside the Dáil every Thursday at 1 o'clock to protest the housing crisis. And I have a song called Everyone Should Have a Home.
And as a musician, the past 2 years must have been tough. How is the cost of living affecting you?
I feel priced out of the market for the places that I'm looking at. You know, as a musician, you live in a small financial world.
So Martin, at protests, we hear of chants, we hear of drums, we hear of bourons and slogans. Would you use your guitar and your voice to spread the word? Could you give us a taste of it?
Yeah. Everyone should have a home. Everyone should have a home. In this world, in this life, it's a basic human right to have a dignified place you call your own. Everyone should have a home. Everyone should have a home. Safe and warm where you belong. Everyone should have a home.
Yeah, Josh Crosby with that report from the protest taking place outside the Dáil today on the cost of living.
Can we ever be certain what roads our choices will put us on? In 2018, Toyota cut through the confusion, completely ceasing production of diesel passenger cars, becoming the global leader in hybrid electric battery innovation, lowering harmful emissions, and providing certainty for Irish drivers. Now, 9 out of every 10 cars we sell are hybrid electric, making Toyota Ireland's best-selling car brand in 2021 and 2022. You'll never take a wrong turn with Toyota. Built for a better world. Best-selling claim based on most recent monthly figures.